A stormwater-related raw sewage overflow was reported to the Rio Dell City Council during their February 21st regular meeting. But first, the council received a mid-year budget update from Finance Director Brooke Woodcox. Rio Dell's current fiscal year operating and capital budget includes $4,744,000 in appropriations and $4,520,000 in revenue. Woodcox requested and received approval of budget amendments in the amount of $87,276. A Public Works Projects update was given to the council, which outlined many areas of concern with the aging infrastructure. Inflow and infiltration of stormwater into the sewage pipeline was discussed by City Manager Kyle Knopp.
Certainly inflow and infiltration, otherwise known as INI, remains a major priority for the system. And one of the main concerns is East End of Painter Street, where there have been longstanding issues of wastewater overflow during major storm events. So again, another legacy issue that we're working to address.
Heavy rains resulted in 82,000 gallons of sewage overflow at the end of Painter Street near the Eel River in early January, according to the report. Also, during the recent round of testing, effluent was found to exceed limits for acute and chronic toxicity when discharging to the river. The city is working on developing a toxicity reduction evaluation work plan, which had been due to be completed back in 2012. A copy of the Public Works report is available from the city or online at theriodelltimes.com. The council then discussed a possible commercial cannabis sales tax measure which would require voter approval. Knopp summarized the measure.
We were requested by the council to research some possible dates for a tax measure to be submitted to the voters. And of course, this tax measure would be specific to cannabis. So if you're not involved in cannabis one way or the other, you wouldn't be paying this tax. But if you are involved in cannabis, in this case, in the Eel River sawmills, part for where now legal purposes over there, this tax, you would be subject to this tax. Your business would be subject to this tax.
The council may revive the commercial cannabis tax measure that had been prepared in 2016, but failed to win approval by the council for the ballot. The council will need to decide whether or not the tax would be a general sales tax, which would go into the general fund, or a special tax, which is restricted to a specific purpose. It was decided that the council was in favor of pursuing a general tax measure for the November 2017 ballot. There will be much more debate and discussion on this issue before a final tax measure is approved. Knopp reported to the council that the project to renovate the front entrance to City Hall for compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act is moving forward. A plan was presented to the council that included a new ADA-compliant ramp linking the front entrance and the council chamber door. The project is being funded by Community Development Block Grant Funds for Economic Improvements. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodelltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be Tuesday, March 7th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.